We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now to talk about something we've, Ken, been discussing throughout the course of the day, now into the afternoon.
Great piece.
ESPN.com. We've talked about Chris Davis being bad since the second half of 2016. But when you read our next guest column, it's worse than we even anticipated. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline. He's David Schoenfield. David, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. I mean, you're watching him every day. I don't know how it can be worse than you expected.
Well, I'll explain, David, because we've been saying he might be arguably the worst player in baseball this year. You doubled down and said he's the worst player ever.
Well, you know, he's on pace to potentially have the worst season ever. Yeah, and, you know, to do that, you have to keep playing, right? Because it's all about having enough playing time to put up enough, I used the wins above replacement war, to have enough negative war to make that list. Yeah, he's at like minus 1.8 so far. The all-time record, so to speak, is minus 4.0. So, yeah, there you go, Orioles fans. You have something to watch the rest of the season.
And last night he was 0 for 4 with 3 Ks. Yep. If I was running the Orioles, as I've said on the air, David, I would have DFA'd him. I mean, you're losing out either way, and now he's adversely affecting the team big time, but because of his deal, I guess that's not going to happen. But some of the numbers that you pointed out, for instance, his OPS is barely above Mike Trout's on-base percentage. When you started crunching these things, how stunned were you that they were as bad as they have been?
Well, that was a fun one, because put it this way, if Mike Trout was batting zero and still getting on base, you know, 45% of the time, that's a more valuable offensive player than what Chris Davis has done so far. I mean, that's how bad Chris Davis has been. Mike Trout could hit zero, have no hits, and be worth more on offense. But yeah, the whole thing that prompted this was when I noticed he'd only scored 9 runs all season. That's in what he's played 55 games, so he's on pace for I think 24 runs. Only 3 players who have qualified for the batting title, 500 plate appearances, have ever scored fewer than 30. So, like, if he plays every day, I think he's got to score a few more runs, but that one was stunning to me, 9 runs all season.
The other one, David, that's stunning is the one where 109 runners on base in his at-bats this year, and he's only driven in 11 of them. That's appalling.
Yeah, you know, especially for a guy who is obviously expected to be your meat-of-the-order hitter, driving in 10% of the runners on base. Look, it doesn't take a genius to figure out why. He strikes out, he's hitting 150. So not to beat on a guy when he's struggling, but, yeah, he's leaving a lot of ducks on the pond.
So, David, you're an idea man. What do the Orioles do with him? Is it just simply you cut him? What do we do here?
Yeah, I mean, you guys would know more about what their plans may or may not be. I guess, look, it's a lost season. We know that, right? He signed for 4 more years. I guess you just play him and maybe hope he figures something out. I guess that's the only thing you can do this year. But if he ends up hitting 150 all season, do you bring him back next year? Then you got to go through it all again, right? Well, we got to give him 3 more months to see if he can figure it out. So it does put the Orioles in a tough spot. They're not going to cut him, not yet. But he's got to start doing something, I would think.
David, we lived through this with the Baltimore Menace for 4 years, where you know we heard, well, the
Menace,
team's
Jim Palmer.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah, well, the team's willing to cut him if they had another option, and we lived through 4 years. Well, we're waiting for that moment where he figures it out and is consistent. You knew that was never going to happen, and as Bob just said, he's Jim Palmer compared to what Chris Davis is doing right now.
I mean, to say there's another option, I guess. What? There's not another option on the 40-man roster. Yeah, but there's loads of players in AAA right now across the majors that can hit 160 instead of 150. So they could make a move if they really wanted to. But I just think they're staring at that $92 million you owe them after this year and try to think, we got to get something out of it. But this is a mistake teams made, you know, kind of like you guys said. The money's going to be spent one way or the other, you know, so why waste it on a guy if he's not going to hit?
David Schoenfield joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ken Wyman in for Vinny this week. Bob Haney with you. Tim Barbalay's other side of the glass. And baseball's been around a long, long time, David, and you crunch the numbers as well as anyone. Is there a comparable for a guy that has gone from a 53, 47 home runs, even in like quote-unquote bad years, he was still hitting over 20, 30 at times, to have just fallen this far off the grid where he looks clueless at the plate?
Yeah, have that's a good question. Yeah. You know, there's a couple guys who used to be great players and at the end of their careers, you know, certainly fell off. I guess the one maybe sort of similar player, Adam Dunn, a few years ago, 2011, he hit 159 with the White Sox, 11 home runs. The next year, he came back, hit 41 home runs, made the All-Star team. Only hit 204, but, you know, drew a lot of walks, hit a lot of home runs. So that's certainly in the same ages, just about. He was 31 the first year, then 32. So that's maybe the best comp that I can come up with off the top of my head. A guy who had a bad year and then, you know, came back. So, but look, is he ever going to be an MVP candidate like that year he hit 53? No, I think those days are done.
And David, as you point on the article, and as Oriole fans are well aware, to add insult to injury, one of the factors, not the only one, but one of the factors in Manny Machado being out the door is that they're still paying Chris Davis.
Yeah, and I know, and that's what I heard from Orioles fans on Twitter. You know, what was the joke? Oh, I'm going to tell my grandkids someday that we signed Chris Davis instead of Manny Machado. At the same time, to be fair, there's no guarantee that they would have been able to sign Manny Machado if they didn't have all this Chris Davis money on the books. So it's hard to say apples equals apples there.
David, before we let you roll and you talk about it being a lost season, let's be honest, Orioles were done at the end of April.
Yeah.
This season was over 2 months ago. But did you expect them to be this bad? They're the only team in the majors right now that hasn't won 20 games yet.
Well, I didn't think they'd be very good. But, yeah, this bad, you know, well, I don't know. I think I wrote at the start of the season that this could be a 95 to 100 loss team. I think they're on a pace to be even worse than that. You know, we went in and there wasn't a lot of hope for the starting pitching. The lineup, we knew it was going to have some on-base problems, you know. But, yeah, this bad, no. But at the same time, you knew going in the Red Sox and the Yankees were loaded. That was going to make it tough in this division.
Hey, David, I'm curious because you're obviously into the sabermetrics and all this. What is it when you look at the Orioles from the outside looking in, all these teams are now looking at guys to get on base and try to score runs in other ways than home runs, and the Orioles seem to be trying to rebuild the 88 Tigers.
Yeah, it's been their – that's already been their mode for, you know, 6-7 years now. And, hey, look, it worked, right, from what was the first big year, 2012 up through even last year. You know, I think they had the best overall record in the American League. So it's hard to knock that strategy didn't work, especially in that ballpark. I think the trouble is, obviously, they haven't come up with any new young position players, and I think we're seeing guys age a little quicker now, especially as with all these, you know, relievers throwing 100 miles an hour. 33-year-old ball players can't catch up. So Davis, 32, Adam Jones, 32, Mark Trumbo, 32. You know, I haven't looked at the numbers, but I'm guessing these guys just can't catch up to these good fastballs anymore.
David Schoenfield, ESPN.com. If you haven't read it, go there now.
It's good stuff.
Numbers, Chris Davis. They're even worse than the ones you see in your box score. By the way, Ken and I whiffed because we both had the Orioles 83-84
yeah.
wins.
And, you know, yeah.
We are in Baltimore, David.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look, they obviously the track record in recent years is they overachieve all the sabermetric preseason predictions. So it's understandable, especially you guys being the hometown guys, why you – would have expected at least a decent season.
Yeah. Hey, David, thanks for sending us into the weekend with a smile.
Yeah, great.
All right. Yeah. All right, thanks. Guys.
See
take
you.
Care.
David Schoenfield, ESPN.com. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.